Gang up. Gang up. Gang up. Gang up.
All right, the gun control argument. Is it dumb? Is it overrated? Or who's the biggest assholes? Steve, John, and Nick.
In that order?
I want you to address each one individually.
How do you feel about it? Is it too much in the news? Is it not enough in the news?
Well, I think it's a problematic subject because at the end of the day, you know, if you look at the statistics, there's more guns, yet crime is going down. So do you blame the guns for the crime? You've also got the mass murder issue.
It's only because they're keeping the guns out of the hands of the Joker. That's why.
Actually, if I have a gun, I can get somebody to go down.
That's true.
But I also think there's something uniquely weird about America's obsession with guns. You know, these guys that, you know, with AR-15 rifles and stuff like that. It's like, what the fuck do you need?
Ah, to hell with you. I think we need more gun control. I think we need people to walk around with safety nets whenever you buy a gun.
Safety nets? Just in case you trip them up. Yeah.
I don't understand.
Well, in case it goes off.
Nah, okay.
You're not going to be to blame.
When you hear about a school shooting, do you think we need to get rid of guns, or do you just get a huge hard on?
We should get rid of schools.
What's interesting is we could get rid of a lot of gun violence by actually addressing a completely different subject, which is the war on drugs, by eliminating, you know, the need for locking people up for 30 years for violent crimes and legalizing things like marijuana. You'd probably keep, I mean, literally like 2,000 guns cross the border from America into Mexico every day, because you can go into any
Hopefully
store in Arizona.
There's people involved, because that's fucking freaky.
It is. You can go into any store in Arizona and buy like 15 AR-15 rifles with minimal background checks, and these guys just sell them to the Mexican cartel, and then they come back across the border and kill Americans.
On their own.
There's problems
walking
with guns
across the border on their own. That's an animated feature. You look out. Just imagine you're on the border. You look out. You see a bunch of these guns just hauling ass across the border. That's why they're not.
I don't ever hear about
net.
People
That's
getting
why.
Killed by Mexican cartels. I don't hear about. The Mexican cartel was not involved in Columbine.
No, I mean, I agree. Well, look, they're two different issues. I'm just saying the school shooting thing is definitely
weird.
A weird thing, because it's a relatively new phenomenon. But when you actually look it over, I mean, there have been these types of events. I mean, there was a guy who climbed the bell tower down in Texas and, you know, started sniping people. You had the sniper, you know, in Washington, D.C. I mean, there's always going to be, unfortunately, psychopaths. And so to sit there and blame the guns for the mass shootings, I mean, my heart tells me I have no guns. I see no fucking reason for any of these people to have these, like, AR-15 assault rifles. I really don't think they should be sold. But the issue is that if you look it over, they're really not the cause of the crime. There's so many other societal issues causing it that need to be addressed.
Just give everybody the same guns so that if someone starts shooting, we just have a great big all-out war and see what happens.
I mean, I think a lot of it, too, is, you know, you have to look at the prescription drugs. A lot of these kids that do these mass shootings are fucking doped up with all sorts of weird shit, you know, because their parents don't want to, you know, parent them, or they're just fucking insane.
If I was a tricky politician, I would circumvent the whole gun control thing by outlawing hands.
Or just show them Charlie Wilson's War.
That's a great movie, by the way.
That would solve the gun control problem. We'd better get a great big safety net.
Just a bunch of Tom Hanks movies, a Tom Hanks movie marathon.
Gang up, motherfucker.
When is it time to go to the retirement community with Andrea, Micah, and John?
Usually when you're visiting your grandma or grandpa?
That's a good time to go. I think when your dick stops working, that's probably when I'll turn it in and just go ahead and give up on life.
That's what I was thinking, too. And then you just get a couple pet turtles and
Andrea,
you were thinking
when your dick stops working.
Her dick stopped working a long time ago.
I just put new batteries in it. It's fine. It works fine.
Andrea, you had mentioned something earlier about the one fun fact about nursing homes, though, is there's a lot of VD getting spread around.
Yeah, apparently, like I don't have Google in front of me, but apparently that's the fastest growing the demographic in which the fastest growing cases of AIDS are, or something like that, is like over 50 or over 60 or something.
But you know, I don't even think
it's
why
just
not?
Yeah, I don't even think it's just limited to AIDS. I think it's all variety of sexually transmitted diseases. Because they say what happened is they, you know, grew up in a time where any sexually transmitted disease they could get would just be cleared up with a little penicillin and a fucking, you know, trip to the hot baths or something.
Right. A little hot baths. Put a little steam on it. It's wave like, your dick around.
Speaking of steam, that's the best part about old men. Those fuckers think they could just go to a steam room and sit around in a towel and fucking lose weight. It's like, well, fucking maniac came up with that idea.
Yeah. You got all this like matted white hair on their belly.
And now that I come to think of it, maybe they're just trying to clear up that fucking VD they picked up, you know, just sweat it out.
With steam.
Maybe.
But yeah, they all go down to these overfit Purell.
Let the little pustules burst in the steam and then just wipe it off and go home.
Yeah, they all go to these over 55 communities though and just bang, bang, bang. It's crazy.
Why the fuck not? They say, you know, as you get older, you're essentially returning, you're going in reverse to like your adolescence and then childhood.
So you did a lot of fucking when you were an adolescent child.
Why not?
See, I want to know what kind of old folks home has a steam room.
Well, I mean, the statistic you saw is actually relative to like over 55 communities, because that's a relatively new phenomenon where there's neighborhoods and subdivisions totally designed just for over 55, and they just fucking fuck orgies, just suck and fuck the whole thing.
Like I can just see like the Red Hat Society.
Where can I read up about these communities, John?
The Red Hat Society leaders are sitting around having tea, and they're like, "I just can't stop fucking and sucking. I'm addicted."
And the cool thing too is they also have pickleball. They have horseshoes, and they have anal sex, like just fucking all the time.
Horseshoes so and bocce ball parties.
It sounds
parties.
Like there's a solution to several problems here. One, okay, yeah. Old people were knocking them off quicker with the venereal disease. So there's the AIDS sweeping through that population. Two, these centers can charge so much because old people are going to happily pay whatever it takes to go and suck and fuck their brains out, right? So here we go. Employment situation solved. So we're doing with overpopulation, employment. I don't see a downside to this.
Yeah, I mean, that's problem. People are living longer. I mean, there's more people over the age of like 85 or something.
Except for
now
these
that
fucking old fuckers.
And so we got to get rid of them somehow. So it's obviously a plot. You know, we did it to the African Americans in the 80s and the gays. Now we're going to do it to the old people in the 2013s, you know?
Wouldn't that like erase some of the guilt of like having to put your parent in a home? You're like, you're going to have the best fuck of your life. Get your brain fucked out. It's gonna be so good.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I think that's actually a nice, classy thing you can do for your parents. You know,
say,
"Dad,
farm.
I know you're sad. You know, Mom died, but look at all the upside. You're gonna just go have all this amazing sex with the oldest, most disgusting, just fucking degenerating,
the
just
old,
decrepit,
spread the old dusty curtains and
dusty,
get on in there."
There should be a greeting card for the day that you send, like, Mom and Dad to the fuck home.
The fuck farm.
Gang up, motherfucker.
Worst first names to have if you're a pirate: Steve, Nick, and John. Ronnie. Ronnie the pirate? Nobody take you seriously?
I don't think so.
I'd say Frank would have to be pretty high on the list. Hey, Frank. Yeah, it's not very scary.
Here comes the dark pirate.
Sydney?
Ronnie. Well.
Terry?
Old what's his fuck?
Bill?
Hervé.
Pinkbeard.
Pinkbeard makes people think there's something else going on.
Or maybe some
down
yogurt.
Below decks.
Maybe he's the yogurt pirate, Pinkbeard.
What about Claude? I think Claude the pirate would be pretty cool, though.
No, yeah, Claude's actually a pretty good name for a pirate.
C L A W E D?
No, C L A W E D. Oh.
Hispanic.
I'd say Rick would be a pretty terrible pirate name. Hey, Rick, fucking swab the decks.
Do they?
What, Stanley.
Goldie Hawn?
No, just Stanley.
Stanley the pirate?
I think Stanley Goldie Hawn would be a terrible pirate name.
What would be the best names for a pirate?
Bruce. Obviously. A lot of different
reasons. Sergeant Mindhammer.
The pirate sergeant, Mindhammer. How would you get a coat big enough for that one?
I don't know.
I'll let regalia.
Now, some of those names are earned, though. Like, Blackbeard wasn't his real name, was it?
That was his Christian name.
They would have
name.
Never known he was going to grow up and have one of them.
His real name was Captain Edward Teach Blackbeard. That was his full name.
Teach?
That's his real name?
Yeah.
Oh, you actually know that.
Yeah, Edward Teach. Everybody knows that. You're a silly bastard. Well,
to be honest with you, I haven't done a lot of, you know, academic research into pirates.
I got
pirates.
Cindy.
Yeah, I forgot. Sally. Yeah. Kristen.
Afro.
I still think Rick might be the worst. Oh, no, Rick's coming. He's brought his...
When you think about the names some hurricanes have, you know, it's like the most sensitive hurricanes. Like,
is there a Rick? I don't think there's a Hurricane Rick. If it did, everybody would just put their Speedos on and just go fucking have a party. Like, Rick's here, everybody.
Tropical Storm Doris. You know, it's just like, I mean,
yeah, but see, one. Doris is kind of a cunny name. Like, you know, like, oh, Doris. Fuck.
What kind of name?
Cunty.
Oh.
Is that your mom's name or something?
No, cunting.
Her mom. No, his mom's name is Blackbeard.
Gang up, motherfucker.
What's with all these? I'm sorry, all these Jews crossing the border.
That's not the question. The question is, what's with all Rick D's Jews crossing the border?
What's with all this juice crossing the border?
That's not the question.
Orange,
the real question,
apple.
The real question is, why is Rick D's going to Borders, the bookstore?
Oh, I thought it was Taco Bell. Is it on
the real
board?
Question what is, why is Rick D's being mentioned?
He's buying a Nook.
Is he still doing a song based on Disco Duck? Is he doing a sequel to that? Yeah, that's Rick D's. I mean, is that him? That is seriously Rick D's with the Disco Duck. Quacking his ass all over that floor.
So, Jews.
Gang up, motherfucker.
How much junk food is acceptable? Participants, myself, Justin, and Steve.
Thank you for calling me a participant.
Yeah, no problem.
I personally love junk food. I cannot get enough of it.
But how much is enough, Steve?
I cannot get enough of it.
I think when you take a shit in the shape of...
You're wrong about this.
...of North America, you've crossed the line.
Just back the truck full of donuts and cheeseburgers up to my house, lower the flap.
This sounds like something I told a girl on like our eighth date. Yeah,
perhaps that's lower
the flap.
That.
Back up the cheeseburgers.
I want to dive into a vat of cheeseburgers. Just like freaking Scrooge McDuck.
I knew you were going.
Steve, you don't eat a lot of junk food.
That's all I eat is junk food.
You're so thin.
What I do is I go to Five Guys and take the oil from their cheeseburgers and just inject it in my veins.
Not true.
It's almost true.
This sounds
not
plausible.
True.
I do go to Five Guys.
What do you have? What do you eat? You don't eat junk food. What's the last?
Hold on. Let me make a prediction. You get the burger and fries.
I got chicken
you
there.
You bastard. You've been following
a bag of fries. What's the last junk foodie item that you ate?
What was it?
Mm-hmm.
Sushi. Oh,
and what year?
Sushi. It was on Friday.
So the sushi made of Skittles and what?
I had my lunch on Friday was sushi and fruit roll-ups.
Really?
Yep.
So
no, actually there was no fruit roll-ups. It was sushi made with fruit roll-ups.
Okay, so what's the last junk food? What's the last junky food item that you had?
Oh, fast food royalty, of course. I went to Burger King on Thursday.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I got the original chicken sandwich with medium fries. And
so you got chicken at Burger King?
I threw the Coke out because I refused to drink soda.
How much was the self-hatred?
Get the fuck out of this discussion, then. That's what I'm talking about. I went to Burger King and I had the salad and I skipped the fries. I'm not going to have soda. You know,
you had the sweet potato fries.
I did have the Oreo moon pie, though. I think it was delicious. Delicious.
If you went to Burger King correctly, you'd say, give me the whole menu twice. You know what I'm saying? Like everything. Yeah. Not like chicken.
Why do you go to Burger King for a chicken sandwich?
Yeah, I don't understand that.
Why?
Because they say they have the original.
Do they really?
It says the original chicken sandwich.
So, but you just don't eat a lot of junk food.
That's all I eat is junk food.
You live where there are Chick-fil-A's, though. Why would you go to Burger King for a chicken
Because they can't spell
sandwich.
Chick proper.
Yeah, fair enough.
That pisses me off.
That really?
That's okay with me. But they can't spell Chick proper.
Mike, what's your favorite junk food? Piece
Burger
of junk
King.
Food.
Favorite junk food?
Favorite junk food item.
Why would you not like Burger King? Because they have the Sneak King. As
stay, out of this, stay out of this discussion. You
that
weigh 98 pounds.
Walks around giving you hamburgers.
He walked around. Night. Those commercials were what, like 10 years ago? When was the last time you looked at TV?
I watch them all the time. They're on YouTube. I mean, that's all I do is watch Burger King commercials.
You know you watch them off your VHS recording.
Steve's like, where's the commercial about their chicken?
I get so excited.
Where's the chicken commercial from Burger King?
Home improvement reruns. Got to see that King commercial.
You're right. you've been in my house lately. That's exactly. That's my night. I come home.
I went to Taco Bell with Steve the other day. He had the grilled cheese.
So I go home, have Burger King for dinner, watch some Home and Garden, go to bed, wake up at about 2 in the morning, sneak into the office, watch some Sneak King commercials on YouTube.
Why do you sound like a computer reciting what your day is? I go to home, I watch Home and Garden.
I'm working on my Stephen Hello, Hawkins gentlemen. Impression. Yes. That's at 3:30.
The 10:00.
The 4:00. Screw.
Gang up, motherfucker.
Subject is: would you buy Google Glass or smartwatch? Justin, Mike, and Nick. I've not heard of this watch.
Well, apparently, like, Apple's coming out with an iWatch, right. and then there's like some people who are doing a Kickstarter for like a Google, like an Android based watch. So there's going to be like smartphone watches.
But isn't that what the iPod already did? They had like the watch, the Nano
no,
was like a watch.
Like, that was just a way to
They kind of slapped that on. But yeah. I mean, the whole point of the question is, all right, how fucking far are we going to nerd out right. with like smart technology? Are we going to have like, you know, smart pants?
I do.
Shorts.
What kind of apps do they run? Your smart pants.
Yeah. I think it's an easy choice. I'd take the watch for sure.
Why is that?
I got so many cups. You know what I'm saying? So many cups.
What?
So many glasses.
Oh.
So bad.
The Google Glass thing looks a little doofy, I think.
It does, but that seems like it would take off more than... I mean, the watch, like, what's the...
Is that pretty much for porn?
The Google Glass?
The Google Glass?
I guess so. Everything. But that's what I'm saying. What's the driving thought for the watch? Like, I understand the glasses. I get that. But what's the watch?
The same as any, like, top-notch, quote-unquote, smart gadget, like the show shit off. That's it.
Right.
There's no practical.
So there's, like, going to be apps and stuff on the watch, but the apps are all geared toward, like, are they going to be,
they're
like,
all
Angry
about,
Birds on the Watch type
It's,
type
like,
thing.
All about your wrist. You can make like the Stone Mountain Laser Show on your wrist. You can make a Tupac Shakur on your wrist.
It seems to me that the glasses thing, like, you can already tell it's going to be big because people are already, like, when the iPad was coming out, people made fun of the iPad. Like, they were right. Before it came out, they were making fun of the iPad.
Right.
And then everybody got one. That's the same with the Google Glass. Everybody's making fun of it. It's already reached that point where they're trying to make fun of it before it comes out.
It'll show up in some videos.
And the only problem is they all have a prescription, nerd.
But the watch thing, I still don't get it. Watches are super popular. I mean, people still wear watches when they don't really need to, you know, obviously.
Right.
But it just doesn't seem like you can pack that much. I mean, I might be wrong, but I just don't understand how that's going to cross over into something that's useful, you know.
Maybe it'll be projection or something.
Yeah, 3D. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
are you going to talk through it? Is that another thing?
It's for Dick Tracy fetishes.
Yeah, okay.
That's stupid.
So Nick will have, as soon as it comes out, you'll have the glasses probably, right? You always get new technology.
I like the glass, but
you'll get the glass.
I like it because it's got the web browser and all that, and like if you could talk to it,
sure,
and all that, and I mean, to me, it's just a chance to, you know, to look at more things,
right?
Because I like looking at things,
mm-hmm. like
so that gives
like
me
your
like
life
a,
slipping away
yeah.
from you.
But the watch is dumb because
that app is.
I had a Swatch with the protecting thing on it. I still broke it.
So
if I had a fucking expensive watch, there's no way I'm going to keep that thing from getting
I like watches. I collect cheap watches. Like, I can't afford expensive ones, so every once in a while I buy a cheap watch.
You should learn how to tell time.
But I do like have like watches. I don't buy them anymore, but I kind of have like 15 or 16 of them.
Like old Casios? 18.
I have a Casio.
You have the calculator ones?
I thought about buying it, but no, I don't have it. Those are sweet, though.
Those are the best.
That's what Google's trying to design.
A calculator watch?
A multi-function calculator watch. That's the big...
Do they, yeah. What they should do is they should make it so it's got a razor blade on the inside.
So you just clear yourself.
Use it too many times.
Well, that's the thing.
You.
Is when the iPad came out, I remember going to like Panera or something, like some restaurant, and like seeing somebody type an iPad. I was like, that looks so fucking dumb. And then everybody had one. And then that's what it's going to be with Google Glass. You're going to see some doofus walking around with Google Glass. That looks so fucking dumb. Then everybody's going to be wearing
them. The thing I don't understand is the privacy thing. Some guy's wearing them and he's looking at you. Isn't there like a, like, isn't that like, some sort of like surveillance or eavesdropping or
you mean recording you?
Yeah.
You already take pictures of people in the grocery store.
I absolutely do, but I'm not talking about me. I'm going to find a way to...
It's going
to
be like your dream come true, because now you can
already do that with a smartphone. If you disable the flash, you could just put it right there and take pictures.
But isn't that Brainiac's job, really?
Gang up, motherfucker.
So the NSA came out this week and finally acknowledged that some of their contractors were spying on friends, family, ex-girlfriends, current girlfriends, boyfriends, things like that. So we've got Andrea, Micah, and myself here. What do you think, Micah?
You don't build a spying system, especially one that's wide-ranging for, like, legitimate purposes. It just, you expect it to go somewhere awry at some point where people abusing things like that.
Agreed, and that was what's so adorable, like, a few weeks ago when they tried to act like that didn't happen. It's like, are you fucking kidding me? You know, like, this guy, I mean, first of all, this Snowden guy was just some, like, fucking doofus who didn't even graduate from high school, from what I can remember. Maybe it was college, but I feel like it was, like, high school. He's, like, hanging out in Hawaii with this weird dancer chick, and fucking, you know, this guy's got the keys to the fucking database. You know he's looking up his fucking ex-girlfriends and all that weird shit.
Of course.
And it's so fucked up, too, because that whole NSA database started 6 months prior to 9/11. So, like, this whole idea that it was some post-9/11 thing is even bullshit. The second they fucking figured out cell phones were here to stay, they're like, we got to figure out a way to, like, collect all that goddamn data just so we can figure out what our fucking ex-girlfriends are up to.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of it being for security, it's like the smallest justification that accounts for maybe like 2% of its usage, and the rest of it is just shit that piles up around, and it's going to get abused, it's going to get misused. I mean, it's any personal information these days is it's public.
Yeah, the Oracle guy, Larry Ellison, came out this, I guess, last week and was basically saying, yeah, the credit card companies have all your fucking everything on you already. Like, he was kind of acting like, what's the big fucking deal? Because, well, you gave up your privacy years and years and years
exactly,
ago.
Exactly, exactly.
Which is actually, you know, true when you think about the credit agencies and their secretive nature. But I do think it's pretty funny, though, when you think about it. I mean, these room full of fucking dorks, like, you know, just looking up people online. And it's creepy, and it's definitely weird, but... I mean, for me, I don't put anything in my email or Facebook or whatever that I'm overly concerned with somebody seeing, but it definitely is fucked up that the government has that type of power. It's kind of depressing that we've allowed it to happen. What do you think, Andrea?
No, I'm just thinking, like, the credit card stuff doesn't seem that bad because they're just looking at trends.
No, they don't.
They don't care about you as a person that much.
They know every time you miss a payment. They know,
but they don't know you. They're not like, let's go look at John McCarroy's.
No, but
like,
they do. Let's see the last time he bought it. They don't necessarily look at exact. But what they do is, for example, like, say you decided in the 2008 that you were going to start shopping at Walmart to save money. They would raise your interest rate because they go, only fucking assholes shop at Walmart. Like, this is real shit that happens. So it is pretty fucked up. Like, the way they judge you based on your purchases and the things you do.
Oh yeah, because those are the people that would do like a car title loan or something like that, where
it's borderline usury or something. And you could still have a job and all this stuff, but they make those types of decisions. So yeah, I mean, the NSA thing is definitely spooky. I do think it's pretty great, though, that like the U.S. government keeps saying, no, we just want to talk to Snowden, we want to talk to him. Meanwhile, they gave that
Bradley Manning.
Yeah,
right.
Handler.
They gave her life.
Chelsea Manning, they gave her 35 years.
Right.
And fucking all she did was expose. I mean, did you guys, by the way, watch that collateral damage video that like he released? That was like the thing that got him in the most amount of trouble.
I have not.
It's these fucking creepy like soldiers flying around in a Black Hawk helicopters, like playing video games in their mind, like just shooting up like Iraqi citizens. And I mean, those guys should get 35 years in jail.
Right,
not the guy who fucking releases the... But the best part about that whole thing is, do you know how he got the information out of the wherever he was stationed, I guess the Pentagon or whatever? He fucking brought in blank CDs and he wrote Britney Spears on them. And he would just fucking be in there burning data all goddamn day long. And he'd check him and he'd walk out and says, Britney Spears, like, oh, you know what Brandley guy's up to? He's kind of a fruitcake.
He's walking out
with all the state secrets. But I mean, it's depressing that he got 35 years. It truly is. The guy with the Pentagon Papers in the 70s, the guy was on the cover of Time magazine and fucking still walking around town getting pats on the back by everybody, you know, exposing the Vietnam War and all that. So it's pretty fucked up. And the whole fucking thing with him coming out as transgender, or her, what I mean, the pronoun thing, I'm fucking up. But That's like a little like too much story at this point. I think we need to dial it back a little bit. Like, yeah, but there's then, just too much going on.
But
now.
Then ultimately, it always becomes about who the messenger is. It's like even now, like with the NSA thing, like they're trying to make it about Glenn Greenwald and the fact sure. that he has a lover who lives in another country.
Right.
And it's like, oh, there's some weird exotic shit going on, and it's just a distraction game.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a surveillance state that we live in, and that's the price that you're going to pay for technology. It goes hand in hand.
And
there is no technology without surveillance.
Yeah. And I think the good news is, though, is that the government is running out of the ability to fool and trick people. And so, unfortunately, they haven't seen any actual change yet. But, like, you definitely see that they can't pull the wool over people's eyes like they used to. And certainly there are still people who are like, well, the government's really good and they whatever they need to do to get them damn terrorists. You know, like, that shit still fucking plays.
Can I ask you a question? That, old Mattel game where you played like little dot, it was a football game where you right. had like little buttons.
Right.
That was technology. So there was surveillance involved in that.
Oh, yeah. They were watching your shit. They were like, this guy fucking can't route for shit.
Gang up, motherfucker.
ILS runway 10 approach. Runway 10 minutes.